Good evening, afternoon, Andy. Thank you for joining us after this 1-1 draw here at King's Lynn Town. Another game ticked off, another point on the board. Your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, exactly that. Obviously, it's a point on the board which we probably would have taken. Away game, they're going really well. Improved a lot recently. So I knew it was going to be tough. So, you know, if someone said you're going to take a point, you'd say it's another on the board. Obviously, it's disappointing when you're that close to getting three. But overall, it was probably a one-all game. Not a lot of quality in it, if I'm being honest. The conditions made it difficult. And probably... there was probably only two shots on goal that both took reflection, and that's how it's finished up. But like you said, we move on. It's another point close to where we want to be. It's another point everyone else has got to get.
Do you feel that we were just sitting a little bit deep as the game went on, it almost inviting that pressure?
I think any game of football, when you're winning 1-0, there's always going to be a tendency to drop a bit deeper. And equally, they just got longer and longer. I don't think they caused a lot of problems. I thought we dealt with it quite well, if I'm being honest. But like I said, when they keep doing that, there's always one little deflection or one mistake, and it can happen. I think any team that's a goal, unless you're dominating massively, you always get a little bit deeper the last 10 minutes, probably 15 minutes, and it invites a bit of pressure.
Yeah. It was a big day for the club today, Andy, wasn't it? In front of the TNT cameras. Yeah. Coming up against an informed team, which were 9 unbeaten, 1 defeat and 12 on my reckoning. I guess you just wanted the team to go out and give a good account of themselves and actually enjoy the afternoon.
I said that this morning. It's very foreign, obviously, the rituals change. We stopped talking last night. Up and early this one, so everything changes and footballers like being in certain habits, so it was always going to be a tough game, not just because of that, but obviously, like you said, because they're on good form. And as I keep saying, anywhere in this league you go away and you take a point, that's a fact. There's no different else when it was at the start of the season. I'd have liked to have played a little bit better, of course I would. I don't think either team particularly played well. I thought there was loads of effort, loads of endeavour from both teams, not enough quality in my opinion. But like I said, that we put it down to the conditions. A strong win made it difficult, I guess. And probably the nature of the occasion, like I said, it's a nervy time for everyone. You know, it's a one-off, isn't it, really? This has not happened before, so for a lot of these boys for a long time, so both teams. So, yeah, I think we should enjoy the occasion, which we said, and I think we have. Like I said, it's the whammy, because you can see that late is annoying. But it is a point on the road.
Okay. Just a point on Dan Creaney, actually. He gets a lot of praise for the work that he does up top, obviously, as a striker. But when it was 1-0, he actually cleared off the line. It was a goal-saving header, wasn't it? Really epitomises and emphasises what this team squad club are all about this season, a massive reason as to why we are where we are.
Of course it is, because when you come to places, well, anywhere really, you have to dig in deep and you have to get blocks on and you have to put your body on the line, and he certainly did that. I thought it was a fantastic defensive header. I thought it was a foul on him, if I'm being honest. We didn't see the pattern, but that didn't go our way. But yeah, like you said, we've got a lot of blocks in, and that's how we play. We know that from, you know, no, we don't let anyone score easily. That's the nature of how we play, and he certainly did that tonight.
A few battered, bruised bodies out there this afternoon, and maybe you're considering a return yourself to centre back on Friday against Bishop Stortford, Andy.
Well, I don't think we're that bare bones at the minute, but yeah, no, like you said, Brad's back in. That'll do him good to get some minutes today. Obviously, he's been out a little while. Obviously, Bully's come off with an injury. Willis is injured. So yeah, we're patching people up. Obviously, Cal Cockermole wasn't ready today either. It was good to see Luke back. I thought he did well coming straight back in like that. So we've got enough bodies. We'll be absolutely fine. I think I could play with Jordan, if I'm being honest, but not this week.
Okay, so we'll look forward to the visit of Bishop Stortford and a home game, actually, on Friday, Good Friday, followed by a very quick turnaround, Brackley away. Just looking forward to those two games. What would be your idea? Obviously, 6 points from two games, but realistically, what really would you like to come out of that Easter weekend with?
I'm not even looking at the second one. I just want to win next Saturday. Next Friday first, that's a net remit. One game at a time, people say that. Obviously, difficult games, because Bishop Stortford, I watched them the other night play these. They were in it. They had more chances against Kings Lynn than we've probably had, so they've got nothing to lose now, so that's not an easy game. The fact they've been relegated, the shackles are completely off, and then obviously going to Brackley, we know, I've said all along, Brackley for me are one of the best teams in this league, so that's another tough one, but one at a time.
Just thinking, just before I let go, Andy, just thinking popped into my head about the situation we were in last season against Rushden and Diamonds, actually. Were they already relegated when they beat us 2-1 at home?
They didn't beat us 2-1, it was 2-all.
Was it 2-all? But it was very late goals, wasn't it?
It was very close, yeah. It was late on, like you said, it was very late on in the season. We've slipped them against Banbury, although we dominated the game, so we've got to make sure we don't slip them again next week. You know, they're the sort of games that, I say it every week, it doesn't matter if you win at Scunthorpe, or you win at home, you still get three, you know, against a team that relegated, you still only get 3 points, so it doesn't matter where you get them, so it's vital we go and do that next week.
Okay, Andy, as always, thank you for your time.
Cheers.